Hello and welcome.
I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in all of GCSE maths, geometry measures. I'm talking shapes, angles, circles, trigonometry, vectors, the whole beautiful package. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, geometry? Really? That's the one with all the formulas I have to memorize. And yes, there are formulas. But here's the thing. Once you understand why they work, they become so much easier to remember and apply. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear picture of the key concepts, you'll know the most common exam mistakes and how to dodge them, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to lock it all in. Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. Geometry and measures covers five main areas: properties of shapes and angles, circle theorems, trigonometry, mensuration, that's areas and volumes, and vectors. Examiners love this topic because it rewards students who show they're working and use precise mathematical language. First up, properties of shapes. The key here is knowing your angle rules cold. Angles on a straight line add to 180 degrees. Angles around a point add to 360. Vertically opposite angles are equal. And for parallel lines, you need to know corresponding angles, those are the F angles, alternate angles, the Z angles, and co-interior angles, the C angles, which add to 180. When a question says give a reason, you must name the rule. Writing because of angles earns you nothing. Writing alternate angles are equal earns you the mark. That's the difference. Now, polygons. The interior angles of any polygon follow a beautiful rule. The sum of interior angles equals 180 times the number of sides minus 2. So a triangle, 180 times 1 equals 180. A quadrilateral, 180 times 2 equals 360. A pentagon, 180 times 3 equals 540. For a regular polygon, just divide that total by the number of sides to get each interior angle. And here's a fact worth memorizing. The exterior angles of any polygon always add up to 360 degrees. Always. No exceptions. Let's move to circle theorems. A higher tier favorite and a genuine mark winner if you know them. There are six you need. 1. The angle at the center is twice the angle at the circumference when both are subtended by the same arc. 2. Angles in the same segment are equal. 3. The angle in a semicircle is always 90 degrees. This one comes up constantly. 4. Opposite angles in a cyclic quadrilateral add up to 180 degrees. 5. The tangent to a circle is perpendicular to the radius at the point of contact. That means they meet at exactly 90 degrees. And 6. The alternate segment theorem. The angle between a tangent and a chord equals the angle in the alternate segment. The critical exam skill here is not just finding the angle, it's stating which theorem you used. Examiners award a separate mark for the reason, so always write it out. Angle in a semicircle equals 90 degrees. Full sentence, every time. Now, trigonometry. This is where a lot of students lose marks, but it doesn't have to be that way. For right-angled triangles, you need SOH Teo Toa. Say it with me. So I, sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. So AH, cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. Toa, tangent equals opposite over adjacent. The most common mistake? Misidentifying the hypotenuse. The hypotenuse is always the longest side, always opposite the right angle. It never changes based on which angle you're working with. The opposite and adjacent sides do change depending on which angle theta is. So label your triangle carefully before you do anything else. For higher tier, you also need the sine rule and cosine rule for non-right-angled triangles. The sine rule is A over sine A equals B over sine B equals C over sine C. Use it when you have a pair, a side, and its opposite angle. The cosine rule is A squared equals B squared plus C squared minus 2BC cosine A. Use it when you have three sides or two sides and the included angle. Both of these are given on the formula sheet in most exams, but you need to know when to use each one. And please check your calculators in degree mode before every trigonometry question. I cannot tell you how many marks are lost every year because a calculator was left in radian mode. It takes 2 seconds to check. Do it. Mensuration? Areas and volumes. Let's run through the key formulas. Area of a triangle, half base times height, Area of a trapezium, half times the sum of the parallel sides, times the height. Area of a circle, pi r squared. Circumference, 2 pi r or pi d if you prefer. Volume of a cuboid, length times width times height. Volume of a cylinder, pi r squared h. Volume of a cone, 1/3 pi r squared h. Volume of a sphere, 4/3 pi r cubed. Surface area of a sphere, 4 pi r squared. The formulas for cones and spheres are given on the formula sheet, but you need to know which ones are given and which ones you must memorize. Area of a circle and circumference, memorize those. Volume of a cylinder, memorize it. Cone and sphere, you'll usually find them on the sheet, but check your specific exam board. One thing that trips candidates up constantly, confusing radius and diameter. The radius is half the diameter. If a question gives you a diameter of 10, your radius is 5. Always have it before plugging into any circle formula. Finally, vectors. A vector has both magnitude, that's size, and direction. We write vectors in bold or with an underline. To add vectors, add the components. To subtract, subtract them. Multiplying a vector by a scalar just scales it. The key skill in higher tier vector questions is expressing one vector in terms of others, often using routes around a diagram. The trick is to find a path from start to finish using vectors you already know and combine them. If you go in the opposite direction to a labeled vector, it becomes negative. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This topic rewards candidates who are methodical and show they're working. Here are my top tips. Tip 1, always show every step. In a multi-step geometry problem, each step can carry a mark. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Never skip steps. Tip 2, use a sharp pencil for all constructions and drawings. Examiners are checking your accuracy to within 2 millimeters and 2 degrees. A blunt pencil can cost you marks. Tip 3, check whether the question wants an exact answer in terms of pi or a decimal. Leave your answer in terms of pi means do not press equals on your calculator, just write something like 25 pi. Give your answer to 3 significant figures means you do calculate it. Tip 4, include units. This is a free mark that students throw away every single exam. If you calculate an area, write centimeters squared. A volume? Write centimeters cubed. A length? Write centimeters or meters. No units, no mark. Tip 5, for 3D problems, always draw a 2D cross-section or sketch first. Identify the right-angled triangle hidden inside the 3D shape. Most 3D trigonometry problems reduce to a 2D right-angled triangle problem once you find the right cross-section. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, forgetting that the radius is half the diameter, always, always have it. Number 2, using sin, cosus, or tan on a non-right-angled triangle without switching to the sine or cosine rule. Number 3, not stating circle theorems by name when asked to give reasons. Number 4, errors with vector direction. Going backwards along a vector makes it negative. Number 5, misreading bearings. Bearings are always measured clockwise from north and always written as 3 digits, so 45 degrees becomes 045. Time for a quick quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the sum of interior angles in a hexagon? The answer is 720 degrees. 6 minus 2 is 4, times 180 is 720. Question 2. What does SOH stand for in SOHKHOA? Sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. Question 3. What is the volume of a cylinder with radius 3 and height 5? Pi times 3 squared times 5 equals 45 pi, which is approximately 141.4 cubic units. Question 4. In a cyclic quadrilateral, opposite angles add up to what? 180 degrees. Question 5. What is the angle between a tangent and a radius at the point of contact? 90 degrees. Brilliant work making it to the end. Let's do a lightning summary. Geometry and measures covers angle rules, circle theorems, trigonometry, mensuration, and vectors. Always name your circle theorems. Use SOHKHOA for right-angle triangles and the sine and cosine rules for non-right-angled ones. Show every step of your working, include units, check your calculator mode, and never confuse radius with diameter. This topic is genuinely one where preparation pays off massively. The more you practice labeling diagrams, applying formulas, and writing out reasons, the more automatic it becomes in the exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.